Okay, Thursday night Dvar Halacha. Just to explain something, you're going to be seeing in the bulletin on Shabbos. Biur Peiro Shvius, especially Nogea now, there's a concept when you have things that are Kadosh B'Kedusha Shvius, a din of Biur applies. It would take too much time to explain exactly what that is, but you reach a certain point in time, usually the eighth, virtually always the eighth year, where you have to perform biur to Peiro Shvius. Now, the way we paskin, biur means that you have peiros in your house that are Peiro Shvius. It has to do conceptually with the idea that we don't accumulate or store up Peiro Shvius, so you don't store it. It's not there for storage. So at some point in the year when it becomes more scarce in the fields, so we paskin, what we do is we mafkir it, and you have to be mafkir it. You can keep mazon shtei seudos for each person in the house, enough for two meals, but the rest you have to, we paskin, be mafkir, and then you can be zolche in it right away back, so it becomes really just a technicality. The practical issue that comes up is that many people have wine in their houses, maybe grape juice also, but wine, avotz of bezdin, which means it has kedusha shvius. And the time of beer for grapes and wine is Pesach of the eighth year, which we're coming up to. So there's a short, so essentially what we'll be doing is you have to take your wine, and let's say l'chatchila, we do, supposed to do two things. Put it outside and say in front of three people, not members of your household, that you're making it hefker. And then you could be the first to be zocha in it again. The bulletin will have like three lines describing this. There's somewhat of a problem with wine and Pesach. You're supposed to do this on Erev Pesach. We don't have enough to do on Erev Pesach. So we do this on Erev Pesach. Or maybe we should really be doing it the first day of Pesach, because it's Tezvav Nissan is the date given. But you don't make Hefker on Yom Tiv. But you can't make it too early, and some say it's the last day of Yom Tiv. It's like, so the bulletin is going to say that the ideal way to do it is on Erev Pesach, maybe late in the afternoon, let's say, you put your wine outside in front of three people, you say it's Hefker, you take it back, and in the case of wine, because of the uncertainty involved, you have in mind not to be kona it back. You're just taking it back into your house, but you're not being kona it. Because if you have something after the zman of biur that you were not mava'er, it becomes osur. So let's say the zman of biur is not Erev Pesach, but it's the first day Pesach. So you were kona it on Erev Pesach, and you didn't perform biur on the first day Pesach, it now becomes osur to drink. That's why it's kind of dicey with the wine. So the Chazon Ish said, just be mafkir at Erev Pesach. That's fine. But the Shita is that it's the last day Pesach, not the first day Pesach. And some say it is Erev Pesach. So the Mamish, the ideal way to do it is to be mafkir it on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Have in mind you're not going to be kona it. It's just sitting in your house, but you're not kona it. And you could use it. If someone walks in off the street and he wants a cup of wine, you have to give it to him. It's not yours. It's hefker. Isru Chag, the day after Pesach, then you can be kona it again. Then you can kona it. So that's the ideal way to deal with this uncertainty of biur of Kedushas Shvius wine on Pesach of the eighth year. What? Yeah, you could use it. I said you can use it.